This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. The Senate's to-do list is packed for the final days of the not-so-lame duck session of Congress. Ratification of a nuclear arms treaty with Russia is on today's agenda. Yesterday, the Senate voted on two big items, a bill granting citizenship to some illegal immigrants and a measure to roll back the policy that bars gays from serving openly in the military. As NPR's David Wellner reports, don't ask, don't tell may soon be history.
It was a momentous day for those who fought to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell ever since Congress passed that law 17 years ago. After having cleared the House earlier this week, the bill authorizing repeal passed the Senate in a resounding 65-31 vote. It's now headed for President Obama's signature. New York Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand said Congress was responding to what voters said they wanted.
The last election was very much about a statement by the American public saying that they want their public servants to come together to get the people's business done. And I can think of no more important piece of legislation than repealing this corrosive, unjust, discriminatory policy, one that entirely undermines our national security and our military readiness.
The Republican leading the opposition to a repeal said Democrats got the wrong message from the election. Arizona's John McCain said thousands of active duty and retired service members have urged him to fight any change in the policy banning gays from serving openly.
And they're saying, Senator McCain, it isn't broke, and don't fix it. So all of this talk about how it's a civil rights issue and equality, the fact is the military has the highest recruiting and highest retention than any time in its history.
But eight of McCain's fellow Republicans did conclude the policy was broken and voted with the Democrats to end Don't Ask, Don't Tell. One of them, Maine's Susan Collins, called the day historic.
I want to thank all of the gay men and women that are fighting for us today in Afghanistan and in Iraq. We honor your service, and now we can do so openly.
There was a word of caution, though, amid the celebration at the Capitol. Aubrey Sarvis, who heads the Service Members Legal Defense Network, warned that the certification process the bill requires to implement repeal could take a while.
Repeal is not yet final. The president will sign this bill shortly. The certification process must go forward, and the 60-day congressional period must go forward as well.
But while the repeal bill will soon become law, that's not the case for the so-called DREAM Act the Senate voted on yesterday. The measure would make a pathway to citizenship for college students and service members who were brought by their parents to the U.S. illegally as children. Dick Durbin, the Senate's number two Democrat, pleaded with colleagues to vote for it as an act of political courage.
Many of you have told me that you're lying awake at night, tossing and turning over this vote because you know how hard it's going to be politically, that some people will try to use it against you. But I might say that if you can summon the courage to vote for the DREAM Act today, you will join ranks with senators before you who have come to the floor of this United States and made history with their courage, who stood up and said the cause of justice is worth the political risk.
Alabama Republican Jeff Sessions asserted the DREAM Act was nothing more than an amnesty for illegal intruders.
Here we are in the final days of a lame duck, some say dead duck, Congress, considering a bill that would create a major problem to the effective enforcement of immigration laws.
In the end, the DREAM Act fell 5 votes shy of the 60 needed to move forward. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.